Today, we're going to take time, visit with Andrea Elmquist. She is our Boone City Administrator.
Thank you.
Good to have you here.
Yes, absolutely. Good to be here.
You haven't been too busy doing anything. I'm sorry. We're getting to budget time, aren't we?
We are. We started our capital improvement plan program. What was that? Last week we met?
Yep.
So, yeah. We're diving in.
And again, the people that don't know what we call it, you call it the CIP, Capital Improvement Plan. Been doing this, 20 years?
Yeah, probably close.
Yeah, maybe not quite 20, but pretty close to it. But something, quite a while ago, city administrator at the time, Mr. Nelson, he said, start working on this. You've been handling like the dollar side of it for a long time.
Yeah. I've been handling the CIP probably for at least 15 of those 20 years.
So it's been basically, bottom line is you have guidelines and what is it, projects over 12,000 or expenditures or something like that.
Yep. Any project over $12,000 and with a life expectancy of 20 years. Is what we shoot for.
Kind of your guidelines.
So. Yep. We do have some of those projects in there that we just want to make sure they stay in our forefront that are continuous year after year, like the lime disposal residual project. And that's just, just so that we make sure we keep that in our budget.
So, again, I know that one thing that came up, and you had asked the council, because not a lot of the council members are involved with putting this together, there are a couple that do participate in it. But, again, for the rest of the council, a lot of them might not really see what's in there until that report or until it comes up for consideration for approval by the council. It's a working document. It's subject to change. I think probably one of the big ones we saw was when Story Street was targeted for resurfacing. It was a couple of years down, but it got pulled up.
Yeah.
Council did ask to have that pulled up because tied it in with the Main Street application and everything. But you did ask the council about doing a summary for them. It does take a few hours to go through the whole thing. So I'm guessing you're not going to do that.
No. I'm hoping to have a presentation around about 30 minutes on the November 17th. It'll be after the November 17th council meeting, but just right after it. Just a PowerPoint to highlight those projects that have gone from pending to active, ongoing projects that haven't been completed, and then also highlight the pending projects that didn't get made after. Active that maybe are future and down in the future, so that they're aware of things that we're thinking ahead on.
And there are always things that, again, like we said, that they can say we would prefer to see this get moved up or something like that. Again, bottom line is it's council approval.
Yeah, absolutely. Council approves it. We do have a public hearing for the public to come in and speak. And then we go through that process. And then in March, the council will adopt that plan. Mm-hmm. And everything is pending on the budget also. So just because a project gets made active, if the funding's not there or we can't make it work, it may not still get done.
I think probably the one thing that most people would know, when you're putting together the funding for it, there are multiple sources that you go to. If for some things, it's maybe just road use tax. Again, public works in particular, it might be something there. But it might also be if they're doing it for work on water lines, sewer lines, then you've got three different sources you would use, water, sewer, and road use tax.
Yeah, and then local option sales tax, general fund. Obviously, bonds are always something that we look at. There's all kinds of different funding sources that we have to decide what works best, and there has to be justification for using those funds. If you are doing a street project and there's not water or sewer involved, then you can't use water and sewer to fund that project. But if we're doing infrastructure underneath that street, then we would also bring in some water and sewer funds.
At one time, I thought the total capital, the CIP, probably had, I mean, if everything would have been made active, it would have been close to about $30
million. We actually activated about $30 million this year.
Okay.
And great big but there portion are some of big, it is water and sewer projects.
Water and sewer because of Daisy.
Yes.
Yeah. We got some big ones coming up there, too.
We do.
Yeah, the utility committee. You got to sit through some of that. The utility committee got a chance to look at some of the modeling that was being done by engineers about what are your options, what are your alternatives, and got some serious questions to take a look at. So,
yeah, one of the projects that the utility committee recommended moving forward is the North Transmission Main. This is for getting the water over to the north and southeast corner of the city. And this isn't just for Daisy. This is for future development. It also allows, if there were to be a water issue, we can reroute that redundancy. That will protect our whole community.
So not inexpensive. It's a long stretch.
It is. It's about 6 miles, and it is not cheap.
Well, I'll let you figure out where the dollars are coming from.
Yes, absolutely.
But that, I mean, those are things now, because the hard part, and a lot of people might not understand it, but coming, you know, they'll just say, well, they're on the southeast side of town, they can hook up to a water main there. But that means you're pushing a lot of water through town, which, according to the engineers, not going to work.
Right. So our water plant is on the west side. So you got to get it from the water plant to the site. So, yeah you got to get all that infrastructure underground.
We have a lot of things happening.
You do. Yes. So,
a lot going on with that. Well, speaking of the Daisy project, at the last council meeting, you did get a bond sale. Probably not the interest rates you've been getting earlier, but again, still not that bad, just under 3.3%.
Yeah, we are not a community that takes going into debt lightly. So it has been several years since we have gone out for bonds, and back then interest rates were under 2%. So, but we did get a Moody's rating, which is kind of like your credit score,
yeah,
correct.
Yeah.
And we got an A1 on that. So that is excellent for a community our size. And in general, that's an excellent score. So we were able to save about 0.5% on our interest rate with a 3.28.
So that was pretty good. And again, these are the dollars that the city will use for their portion of the extension, Hancock Drive extension?
Correct.
Okay. So you did it as a GO bond. I know that.
We did.
GO bonds tend to get you your lower interest rates anyway.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yep.
Unless she's thinking about that. Well, yes, they do.
Well, unless you're talking SRFs.
Okay.
SRFs are usually a little lower than that. Yeah. I think we got a 2%, 2.78% on the last SRF.
Okay. But that's through the state and
that's federally backed.
And we've done that with some of the water plant work and some of the sewer plant work already.
Right. And SRF is only for water and sewer. You can't use those on roads. The Hancock Drive, I just want to remind everybody that we did get a $3 million grant, RISE grant for that. Mm-hmm. So this would be the city portion that was not eligible for the RISE.
Okay. Got to have a match.
Correct.
So many times you have to have a match for these grants. So.
Yes.
Anyway, but we have the contractor for that, and I think they're already starting to do some
moving
work
dirt
out there. Got some trees to get out of the way over there and stuff.
Yeah.
That will be, most of the work on that will be done in 26, it sounds like. So.
Yeah.
We'll keep moving forward with all of these different projects here. The water treatment plant will be going out for bid. Now, on this one, this is the groundwater reservoir.
Yes, this is bids are due December 3rd.
As we talk about CIP plan, how long was this in CIP? 10 years?
Oh, yeah, I think 2013.
Yeah,
I remember correctly. So yeah,
12 years.
Yep. Yep.
This has been there. It's not
very
that you.
Long time.
I mean, it's one of those doesn't need to be done. I know. I remember them so many times. The directors down there. Well, it doesn't need to be done right away, but we're going to have to do something. And then all of us, now we're at the point where, we need to get something done.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's a long time to have something on our books. So it's good to get that done
Anyway, got a grant for that, too.
We did, yep, a $500,000 CDBG grant. And then the city portion of that will actually be using cash. We won't be doing a bond or anything on that.
So you did save up, again, save up, like in your water, in the water fund just for this. So.
Correct, yep.
Again, that's some of the things that you do when you can. Now, on the sewer side of things, it's been a little harder to save up money for some of those projects because isn't that where our biggest bond was? We did the all the way Honey Creek?
Yep. Back in 2007, 8, 9, 10, 11, we had about a $17 million project there. So we've been paying those bonds off. Those bonds all come off in about 2030, just in time for these to come back on.
At the same time, too, when you use SRF, they have requirements with them. And I know that's one of the challenges you look at because cost of operate, you have to have income that is 10% higher than the cost of operation?
Correct. Yes.
So 110, you need 110%.
Right. Yep. And so trying to keep those operational costs down so that when we're going out for these bonds, we can meet that 110 without increasing rates any more than we have to.
So part of this is you have to take care of the structures, and we do have the operating side, which is US Water now.
Yes.
And correct. You got to work with them on this, right?
Yeah, U.S. Water has been great to work with. You know, they are the ones that are out there. They know our plants. Not only do they know our plants, but they work all over the United States, too. And so they can bring in knowledge from other plants to help us make the right decisions.
So one of the challenges, keeping that 110. And again, you're not the only city, and I think Madrid had to recently go through and make some changes in their rates because they were a little shy of the 110, or I don't know for sure. I can't remember. Somebody did. I remember having that story on, but it doesn't happen often because most everybody is well aware of it on their utility side.
Yeah, and our council made a very proactive decision about 3 years ago when we first started looking at the work that needed to be done out at our plants.
This was pre-Daisy.
Yes, this was pre-Daisy. And there was about $2.5 million worth of projects that had to be done at each of the plants. And so we did a resolution or an ordinance change that allowed for a 3% increase in our water rate and sewer rates for 3 years.
So that's kind of what's covering that to be able to meet the guidelines.
Yes.
One of the things the council did do on the Economic Development Committee came through them. We finally have an agreement or a signed agreement on. I know, you've been kind of trying to get some of the final things taken care of on that, but now we've got it.
Yes.
It's ready to go.
Yes, this agreement is the agreement between the state of Iowa, Daisy, and the city.
Okay. And for the city's part of it, outside of providing some of the infrastructure, getting the water, sewer, and things like that, which I believe you've calculated their usage will cover the debt.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, or should be able to do that. But the other part is they do have an abatement. Was it 100% for 3 years?
Yeah, and then 74% for the remaining of the 20.
Okay, so that's what the city has provided to them for being here.
Yep.
Hey, we keep going. Now let's talk about streets. The council did approve going ahead with SEH to do the necessary engineering work. Waylon's been working on this for a while. This is... if he had money available, this would have been done already. I'll just say that.
Well,
and again, this is one of those things where you don't really and have not really gone into debt for street projects.
No, it's hard to go into debt for street projects because even the city is very conservative in that we try to get, if we go out for a geo bond, we try to have those paid off within 10 years. To make a bond payment for a street, it would take so much of our road use tax for 10 years that you'd get one done And that would be it for 10 years. Mm-hmm. So we use a lot of our STBG funds, which are federal money that comes down to the state. And then the state allocates that money to each community.
Okay.
And then we that does not cover engineering. So we put local option sales tax money aside and road use tax money aside, about $350,000 total per year to get these big projects done. The other thing is it takes about a year to get the engineering design done on these, and then the following season, construction season, is when we get that construction done. So each large project mm-hmm. takes basically 2 years.
Thank God. Now,
that's a long time.
Those dollars that you're saving, do they show up as reserves in your accounts or?
Absolutely.
Okay, yes. So when people start talking about, well, your reserves are pretty high, it might be there for a project.
Right. And going back to the water and sewer, those funds that we've been collecting for your water and sewer bills, those are also getting accumulated in there, and that's how I'm paying for that ground storage reservoir.
Okay.
So we have some projects that we are going to be using those funds for.
Okay. I was thinking like 30 years ago, the council at that time had started to do some smaller increases in rates to build the plants, to have some cash reserves when the construction started, and they were able to buy down quite a few of the bonds on them. And I think both plants are paid for now?
Yeah.
Yeah,
yep.
They're
yep.
already paid
yep.
for. So.
Yep.
So you got to do what you got. I mean,
yeah.
It does cost to keep things operating.
Yeah, and what we, you know, like I said earlier, is we don't like to go out for bonds. We take that very seriously. So a lot of times we do store money up for a few mm-hmm. years to get projects done. And so that's why you sometimes see a larger cash balance in there. And then it'll dip back down yeah. a little bit. So
I was going to say we've done that a couple of times in your local option sales tax where 3 years or at least 2 years set aside for roof at the library. I remember
yep.
when that was done. And they have some other big projects coming up. Again, that building getting up in years as well, too. Some yeah. of the infrastructure over there. So
yeah.
We got a lot of things happening here.
Yep.
Yeah. No, that's one of the things I know people talk about. Well, the reserves are high, but why? And I do know that Maggie Berger brought it up. She said you do have these reserves, which look very good when their companies are looking at buying your bonds. They'll say, okay, you got projects going on, you know, for a variety of reasons. But the council also does have a policy. I think they passed quite a while ago to have so much in reserve.
Yeah, our general fund reserve policy is 30%. And when we were going through the Moody's rating, that is kind of their bare minimum. They actually will dock you for anything under 40%.
So
we're doing really good. We are currently at 60%. But like I said, some of that is because of these water and sewer projects that we're going to be using cash to pay for.
Coming up. Got to start planning. Now, with Daisy coming up, you had to start actually planning relatively early because you knew some of these big projects are coming.
Yeah. So, again, we actually started this before Daisy. It was with mm-hmm. the improvements of taking a look at both of our plants that are aging mm-hmm. and looking to see what improvements needed to be done in order to take on some industrial type of businesses. And we found that before we could even look at doing that, we needed to do some major operational repairs. And so with that was when we started to looking at our rates and setting some of that money aside to get those done.
Yeah. It's not easy.
It's not.
And then trying to balance it all out going forward, too. Yeah. Some final things before I wrap up here, but do we have some other things you want to hit on that are coming up? Obviously, sign up for the next for snow removal and snow ordinance. We're not there yet, but it'll be coming.
Yep. Trick or treat is Friday from 5:30 to 7:30. City elections are Tuesday from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. at your polling place. And then, yeah, the other thing is I have been working on putting out Did You Know type of things onto our Facebook page. So if you haven't followed the City of Boone Facebook page, please do so. I put some little tidbits out there on things that are happening or things that as a resident would be good to know.
All right. Thanks so much for joining us this time.
Thank you,
Andrea Elmquist, our Boone City Administrator.